听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. We're discussing a big decision many modern mothers must make. Return to work or stay at home with the newborn child. Anita and Roger, our new parents, faced with this tough decision. One drawback with the new mom staying home is a loss of family income. But that's a sacrifice many families are willing to make. Hang on, though. There's another drawback to staying home, and that is the mother must give up a source of her identity and satisfaction, her career. Let's see what Anita says about this in Conversation B, starting on page 19.
A Mother's Choice, Conversation B.
That's possible. And I know my supervisor really depends on me.
Of course. You're talented and good at what you do.
Thank you. But as important as my career is, I am beginning to have different priorities.
What do you mean?
Since Denise's birth, I've been thinking. Babies grow and change so fast. I don't want to miss that.When she's in school, I can go back to work.
But I know you enjoy interacting with people. Are you sure you want to spend all day taking care of Denise and the house?
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea, and we are here to find out today what happens with Roger and Anita Blackwell and the decision they are having to make in our second day of this Viewpoints article. Now, if you were with us yesterday, you know that Roger and Anita had a baby girl 2 months ago, and Anita has been staying home with the baby during her maternity leave.But now that that maternity leave is almost over, she is having second thoughts. She originally thought that she would return to work. But now that she's enjoying her time with baby Denise so much, she's thinking, maybe I should continue to stay home and raise my daughter instead of returning to work. And of course, that is a big decision because there are a lot of factors that go into making that decision.
Right, and that would certainly affect their financial situation. Going from double income, no kids, to single income with one child supporting three people is a big adjustment. That would be a big transition. And on top of that issue would be the possibility that not going back to work could affect Anita's career.
And so yesterday we left off with Roger reminding Anita of this. He said, now Anita, you know this could hurt your career. And today she responds, I know that's possible. And I know my supervisor really depends on me. He really counts on Anita. Now, Chip, I see the word supervisor here. I know I have a supervisor at work, and you do, and most
Right.
people have supervisors. So what is a supervisor?
Right. Well, a supervisor is like a manager. This is the person in a company or an organization that supervises or that manages people and the responsibilities and tasks of a certain department. So this would be a leader in an organization, and certainly this would be Anita's supervisor. Supervisor, her manager. And Roger says, of course you're talented and you're good at what you do. So of course her supervisor depends on her. Anita is a very good worker.
I'm sure she is. And so she goes on to accept that compliment by saying thank you. And then she says, but as important as my career is, I am beginning to have different priorities. Now, yesterday we heard her say that she was beginning to have second thoughts. And then we heard her say that she was rethinking going back to work. And now she's admitting altogether that she's beginning to have different priorities.
Okay, and a priority is something in your life that must be done, something important in your life that must be completed. And many times we talk about having a list of priorities. This is a list or maybe a ranking of the things that we must do and we must pay attention to and focus on that are most important in our lives and not as important in our lives.
So here Anita is admitting that yes, her job is very important to her, but it seems that her new baby, Denise, is becoming a more important priority in her life. And so Roger asks the question, well, what do you mean? And Anita explains that since Denise's birth, I've been thinking, babies grow and change so fast. I don't want to miss that. She does not want to miss out on her baby's growing time. Babies do grow fast, and she wants to see all that and experience it.
Okay, so it sounds like Anita always knew that Denise, her child, would be a top priority in taking care of and spending time with Denise. She knew that that was going to be a very important priority in her life, but maybe now that she has spent time with Denise, her career is less of a priority, and perhaps her goals in her career are just simply not as important as they used to be.
Anita continues by saying that when Denise is in school, then she can go back to work. Because if Denise is in school during the day, it doesn't matter if Anita is home or not. Anita could go back and begin her career again when Denise isn't needing all of that full-time attention and a full-time mom to take care of her. So Roger responds by saying, but I know you enjoy interacting with people. Are you sure you want to spend all day taking care of Denise in the house? Now, Chip, I think that Roger is asking some good questions here as a new father.
Right. And now the first thing that he says is he makes the observation that Anita enjoys interacting with people. So she enjoys making conversations with people. And if she were to spend all day taking care of Denise and taking care of the house, that would limit her opportunities to interact with people.
And if you are taking care of something, that means that you are attending to or taking responsibility for something. Of course, a parent's responsibility is to take care of their children, and especially when they are as young as little Denise's, the babies need care and attention all the way throughout the day and around the clock. So it really is a huge job to be a full-time mom. Well, that's all the time that we have right now. We're going to take a break, but before we take a break, let's find out what some people have to say about this topic in these interviews.
Life is unique for each person. For me, I put my marriage in God's hands. He plans everything for me. Before, I didn't know how to be a competent mother, so I got a good nanny to take care of my kids. Later, I totally understand how much a mother means to her children. When my son was in first grade and my daughter was in seventh grade, I applied for a part-time job to spend more time with them. It's never too late for me to do it. Those 3 years working part-time was very meaningful for my family. A child not only needs a mother, but also needs a father. It's parents' duty to educate and help their kids in many areas of life before they reach 20 years old. I thank God for giving me chances to spend time taking care of my kids. And I also thank Dr. Doris Brown, Studio Classroom's founder, for allowing me to have a part-time job to fulfill my dream.
In my opinion, it really depends on everyone's different situation. For example, a mother can have a great career and loves to work, but is forced to stay home to take care of her baby. In that case, maybe she is not happy at all because she feels that she has made a big sacrifice for the family. Her bad mood might affect the whole family, including her husband and the baby. On the other hand, if a mother is willingly to give up her job and stay home for her baby, she would enjoy this period of maternity leave more, and she can watch her baby grow, spend time taking care of him or her, and won't feel regret about it. So, all in all, choose whatever works best for you and your family, and stick with the decision. You'll find out that a happy family is based on a happy mom.
Okay, everyone, as I mentioned yesterday, there are millions of mothers in the world today who don't even think about making that decision to stay home or go back to work. Well, that's because they must work to make money and support their family. For them, it's just not an option. But I think it's safe to say that around the world, more and more women do have this choice. And as Anita and Roger are finding out, it's not an easy one to make. Let's find out what this couple decides to do as we pick up the reading on line 15.
A mother's choice.
To be honest, I am afraid I might get bored. But maybe I can get to know some of the mothers from the playgroup that meets in the park.
Okay. I guess I just thought we'd work together to juggle the responsibilities of raising a family and having careers.
Me too. But now I'm afraid that we'll just get burnt out.
You're probably right. And being stressed out isn't fun.
And it won't be forever. I just think it's what's best right now.
Well, the most important thing is that you're happy with this decision.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we saw that Anita is the kind of person who really enjoys and values interacting with people. So if she were to stay home from work and spend all of her time taking care of Denise and taking care of the house, she would lack those opportunities to interact with people.
And so she admits here that, to be honest, she says, I am afraid I might get bored. I might run out of things to do. I might miss that interaction with people. But maybe I can get to know some of the mothers from the playgroup that meets in the park. Now we see a word here, and that word is playgroup. Playgroups are very popular among young mothers and their children. So what is a playgroup?
Right. Well, often a playgroup is organized by mothers, and it's simply an official group where kids can come to and play together. And this is a healthy thing for parents to bring their children to. And children can get used to playing together, maybe sharing toys together, and learning some of those social skills that come with playing together.
I think playgroups are very beneficial for young children. I know a lot of my friends who have young children are involved in playgroups, and they say they're great. So Roger responds by saying, okay, I guess I just thought we'd work together to juggle the responsibilities of raising a family and having careers. Now, I like this word juggle here. Maybe you have seen a person juggle balls before. That's where maybe they have three or more balls in their hands and they throw them up in the air and they're able to catch all of them and they kind of go in a circular motion. That's juggling balls. And if we're juggling something, what does that mean, Chip? It's kind of a similar meaning.
Yeah, it's very similar. I guess when you're juggling balls, you're trying to keep all of these balls in the air under your control at the same time. So you're trying to control these things in the air at the same time. And sometimes life tasks and life responsibilities are like that as well. You're trying to control these different parts and different tasks in your life at the same time. So in this case, they're juggling the responsibilities of raising a family and having careers. So those would be two major responsibilities to juggle at the same time.
And Roger thought all along that they would work together to juggle those responsibilities. He expected that Anita would be returning to work, and that since they would both have careers, they would have to work a little extra hard to juggle being new parents and working at the same time. And so Anita responds, "Well, me too. But now I'm afraid that we'll just get burned out." And I know this is a fear of a lot of new parents, is getting burned out. If you get burned out doing something, that means you do something so long and so intensely that you really just get sick and tired of it and you want to quit and be done with it.
Right. And we would actually use this same phrase when we refer to a fire that goes out. We would say that the fire, because it ran out of fuel, it doesn't have any more fuel, it burns out. So the fire disappears because it doesn't have enough fuel. So sometimes our lives are like that. We get burned out. We lose that motivation and that energy to do something with passion.
And Anita certainly does not want to get burned out if she's having to juggle a career and raise her new child, Denise. And Roger agrees. He says, "You're probably right, and being stressed out isn't fun." He's got a good point there. I think that if they were both working and both trying to raise Anita, I could see where that would turn into a really stressful situation.
Absolutely. And I think all lives are like that, because I think we all try to juggle responsibilities, and that really does add a lot of stress to our lives. It's difficult to juggle the important priorities in our lives. And so they don't want to get stressed out. So Anita says, "Well, it won't be forever. It won't just be forever. I just think it's what's best right now. It just seems like this is the best thing to do. This is the best decision we can make at this time."
Right, and it won't be forever, because like she mentioned earlier, someday Denise will go to school and Anita will be able to return to work. And so it might just be, you know, 4 or 5 years that Anita stays home with Denise. And Roger says, "Well, the most important thing is that you're happy with this decision." What a good and supportive husband Roger is.
Right. Roger does sound like he's supporting her, as really this is mostly her decision. Now, this decision certainly affects Roger as well, as this might add stress to his job, but ultimately the majority of this decision is hers, because this affects her life mostly.
Now, I don't have any children yet, Chip. We don't have any children yet, but I do think someday when we have children, I agree with Anita. I like the idea of staying home to raise a child and to maybe sacrifice that income in order to be with their child. Well, we hope that you are able to make a decision and put yourselves in Roger and Anita's shoes, and that you enjoyed learning this lesson today. Right now, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, did your mom stay at home when you were growing up?
Yes, she was a full-time mom.
Does that mean the same thing as juggling a career?
No. My mom was a homemaker, which means she did not work outside the home.
Oh, so she was a housewife.
Well, that's true, but today many women think housewife is a negative term. Some may even be offended by it.
Really? So I shouldn't say housewife?
No, it's better to say homemaker, stay-at-home mom, or full-time mom. Some women even call themselves domestic engineers.
Domestic engineer? What's that?
Well, the word domestic refers to anything in the home, while an engineer designs or builds things. So a domestic engineer takes care of things around the house.
Oh, like a housekeeper.
No, housekeepers are not the same as full-time moms. Housekeepers are people that clean houses.
Oh, so if you have a housekeeper, then you also have a maid.
Right. Housekeepers and maids are the same thing. But some people also might object to the term maid. Instead, they use the term domestic worker.
Who helps the domestic engineer.
Right. So a full-time mom cooks, cleans, and takes care of the children. However, if she wants extra help with cleaning, she still might hire a housekeeper or a domestic worker.
Well, being a full-time mom is certainly a full-time job.
Yes, it is. Ken, I think I would continue working at the library if I had children.
Why?
Because it's the only place I could find peace and quiet.
Unless you brought your kids here.
Then no one would want to come to the library.
Except me. 你知道家庭主妇英文要如何表达吗？如果你回答 housewife, 那你就落伍了。因为 housewife 是个带有刻板印象的字，它会让人联想到一整天带小孩忙家事，使自己变成一个没有自我的黄脸婆的家庭主妇。那现在家庭主妇已经升级为 homemaker。注意，这个是一个看不出性别的字，因此一个在家里带孩子、负责家务的丈夫也可以是一个 homemaker。他的工作就是把房子改造成一个家。另外，也可以用 stay at home mom 或者 full time mom， 就是全职妈妈。还有一个比较新的字 domestic engineer， 家庭事务工程师，这当然是一个政治正确的用语。另外呢 ，maid 是佣人。若是要用政治正确的用语，你可以讲 domestic worker， 但一般我们用 housekeeper 女管家就可以了。Okay, let's now go to an outstanding domestic engineer who is also an English teacher, Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看一个句型。课文中提到 as important as something is 这个句型，它是指即使如何如何，例如 as costly as the treatment is, we still decided to take a chance with it. 即使这个治疗方式这么昂贵，我们决定还是要试试看。或者是 as hard as the training is, Dave is determined to stay on the team. 即使这个训练这么辛苦， Dave 还是要留在这个团队中。继续我们看的是 priority 这个名词，注意它的重音在第二个音节念成 priority。 priority 是指优先事项或者是优先考虑的事，例如 getting a loan from the bank is now our first priority， 得到银行的贷款是我们现在的当务之急。或者是 to have better time management you need to first get your priorities straight， 要有更好的时间管理，你必须先把优先顺序排好。所以我们看的是 juggle 这个动词， juggle 本来是指耍把戏，也就是同时抛好几个球或环，但是在这里 juggle 是指同时应付很多种任务或者是责任。例如 as a CEO it's not easy to juggle so many responsibilities， 身为执行长要同时应付这么多的责任是不容易的事。或者是 Victor is having trouble juggling school and baseball，Victor 没有办法同时兼顾学业和打棒球。 And that's all the time for today. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
A Mother's Choice. Conversation B.
That's possible. And I know my supervisor really depends on me.
Of course. You're talented and good at what you do.
Thank you.But as important as my career is, I am beginning to have different priorities.
What do you mean?
Since Denise's birth, I've been thinking. Babies grow and change so fast. I don't want to miss that. When she's in school, I can go back to work.
But I know you enjoy interacting with people. Are you sure you want to spend all day taking care of Denise and the house?
To be honest, I am afraid I might get bored. But maybe I can get to know some of the mothers from the playgroup that meets in the park.
Okay. I guess I just thought we'd work together to juggle the responsibilities of raising a family and having careers.
Me too. But now I'm afraid that we'll just get burnt out.
You're probably right. And being stressed out isn't fun.
And it won't be forever. I just think it's what's best right now.
Well, the most important thing is that you're happy with this decision.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 3. From the previous episode...
You have my dad's number, don't you?
I should have it. Here.
Kind of a crazy thing to do, don't you think? Steal someone's address book? What good will that do him? Strange. It shows I have reception, but it's not dialing. Oh, Kate, my phone's not working. Man, I'm just not having a good day. The battery is fine, but...
Okay, don't worry, Jen. Let's do this. We'll head back to your hotel and get freshened up. We could swing by the mall along the way. There's an Audiphone shop there. There could be several reasons why your phone's not working. They should be able to help you.
That's a good plan. May I call Dad from your phone?
Sure. Let me dial it for you.
Thanks, Kate. Dad? Oh, Dad! It's so good to hear your voice. Yes, I've arrived safely, but, Dad, it's not started off well. Yes, we're okay. I'll tell you all about it at dinner. Yes, I'm so thankful she's here with me. Okay. Dad, I'm going back to the hotel now. If you need to reach me, you can call me there. Sure, I will. Love you, Dad. Thanks, Kate.
They hailed a taxi and headed off. Once in the taxi, both girls sighed.
Cairo Mall, please.
Neither of them spoke as they snaked through the crowded streets. There were people everywhere. Jenny didn't notice any of them. She was lost in her own thoughts. She didn't notice an old man in his turban or the beautiful woman in her headdress. She paid no attention to the ubiquitous street vendors with their carts, willing to sell most anything to anybody. She was far too caught up in her own thoughts. She failed to notice the black Buick, two cars behind, that had been following them since they got in the taxi.
Today, moms who want to stay at home and go to work can do both. The decision is getting easier thanks to modern technology. Today, with the internet and computers, many women are working at home, just like they did hundreds of years ago. History tells us that women used to earn money by making crafts and sewing clothes at home with their children by their feet. So, are we humans really progressing? Friends, please join us for a new lesson tomorrow. And until then, I hope the rest of your Wednesday is a great one. Bye-bye.